Swiss financial regulator FINMA launches new risk-based supervisory structure from 1 April 2025 to address emerging financial threats. On 1 April 2025, the Swiss Financial Market Supervisory Authority, or FINMA, formally implemented a major structural reorganization aimed at strengthening its integrated supervisory capacity across the banking, insurance, and asset management sectors. As announced in its official press release, FINMA's new organizational framework includes the creation of a dedicated cross-divisional risk unit, the consolidation of oversight divisions, and the elevation of digital and policy functions, effective from 4 April 2025. FINMA's structural revamp is anchored in its objective to deliver more intensive, direct, and forward-looking supervision in response to increasing risks such as money laundering, cybercrime, sustainability exposure, and liquidity pressure. The measures are designed to support preventive, proportionate regulation, enhance in-house expertise, and streamline its policy and operational coordination. FINMA's creation of Integrated Risk Expertise Division, GBI. A new cross-divisional unit has been established to centralize supervision of both financial and non-financial risks, including liquidity management, capital adequacy, credit risks, sustainable finance, and money laundering. This division will also lead on-site supervisory reviews, equipping FINMA with more real-time institutional insight. It will be headed by Marianne Bourgos-Gorget, formerly head of asset management at FINMA. Merger of markets and asset management divisions. FINMA has merged its markets and asset management supervisory arms to consolidate operational synergies and streamline oversight of market infrastructures and investment managers. This new joint division is led by Leonard Boll, executive board member and experienced regulator in AML and asset supervision. Establishment of a Chief Risk Officer or CRO role. A new internal Chief Risk Officer function has been introduced to optimize risk coordination across FINMA's business units and to ensure consistent supervisory practices across all regulated sectors. Policy and digitalization centralization. A. Supervisory policy and legal functions are now housed within a consolidated division titled Supervisory Policy and Legal Expertise, GBS. B. Digitalization and technological innovation responsibilities have been moved under the Operations Division, GBO, to enhance FINMA's ability to respond to fintech and regtech developments. FINMA Chair Marlene Amstad described the reform as a forward-looking response to emerging sectoral risks and regulatory challenges, stating, "By taking this step, we are addressing the challenges that we will face as an integrated supervisory authority in the future. These include not only new realities in the banking sector, but also challenges for the entire Swiss financial center, such as non-financial risks and conduct issues, money laundering and cybercrime." FINMA CEO Stefan Walter emphasized that the structure is designed to promote preventive supervision with maximum institutional impact, and stated, "This new structure promotes our goal for FINMA of preventive supervision that achieves maximum impact at the supervised institutions while continuing to supervise them in a risk-based and proportionate manner. It will allow us to build on our strengths of professionalism, expertise, and motivation. An integrated approach, intensive and direct supervision, and an effective organization are key prerequisites for our success." UK FCA and China advance bilateral financial regulation. New MOU, Wealth Connect and Green Finance Alignment, announced at London Dialogue. On 8 May 2025, during the Cation Media's London Atlantic Dialogue, the United Kingdom Financial Conduct Authority, or UK FCA, and the People's Republic of China took a significant step towards regulatory convergence by unveiling a new legal architecture for cross-border financial cooperation. In a speech delivered by UK FCA Chair Ashley Alder, both jurisdictions signaled their strategic intent to strengthen bilateral ties through a forthcoming Memorandum of Understanding with China's National Financial Regulatory Administration, the development of a China-UK Wealth Connect platform, and coordinated action on green finance disclosures aligned with the International Sustainability Standards Board, or ISSB. Set against the backdrop of increasing global regulatory fragmentation and demographic-driven pension reform, it is a decisive pivot towards legally structured, trust-based financial integration between two of the world's most systemically important economies, legal instruments and cross-border supervision. In a landmark announcement, the UK FCA confirmed that it is negotiating a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, with China's National Financial Regulatory Administration, which will establish legal channels for supervisory collaboration, secure cross-border information sharing, and enforceable compliance cooperation. This MOU is designed to enable effective oversight of UK and China-based financial institutions operating across both jurisdictions in line with domestic legal protections on data localization and market conduct, Wealth Connect and pension market access. Alder also unveiled plans for a proposed China-UK Wealth Connect scheme, a regulatory gateway that would allow Chinese retail investors to access UK-managed funds under FCA supervision and simultaneously open the Chinese market to UK-based wealth managers. The initiative aligns with both jurisdictions' need to address demographic pressures through deeper pension reform, long-term saving strategies, and regulated cross-border financial advice. Sustainable Finance, ISSB Alignment and Market Trust. Reiterating the UK FCA's commitment to International Sustainability Standards Board, or ISSB, disclosures, Alder welcomed China's alignment efforts, including the participation of the Bank of China in the Task Force on Nature-Related Financial Disclosures, or TNFD. The address highlighted the legal importance of standardized climate and nature-based reporting, calling shared disclosure frameworks essential to market integrity and investor confidence. China's recent listing of a foreign-issued sovereign green bond on the London Stock Exchange was acknowledged as a milestone in capital market integration and a demonstration of mutual legal confidence in ESG-related instruments. Capital markets access and secondary listings. UK FCA also cited ongoing developments under the Stock Connect program, including a sharp rise in Chinese secondary listings and ETF issuances in London, as proof of market confidence in the UK's reformed listing and prospectus regimes. The FCA has pledged further support to resolve technical issues impeding full capital flow interoperability in collaboration with HM Treasury, the London Stock Exchange, and Chinese counterparts. Multilateralism and regulatory diplomacy. While reaffirming bilateral collaboration, the UK FCA reiterated its position that enduring regulatory trust must be built through multilateral legal platforms, including the Financial Stability Board, or FSB, and the International Organization of Securities Commissions, or IOSCO. Alder urged China to remain a proactive participant in these global standard-setting bodies, describing them as the foray where the rules of modern finance are shaped. The UK FCA's renewed regulatory engagement with China marks a legally significant and strategically timed recalibration of global financial ties. By embedding cross-border supervision, sustainable finance alignment, and wealth market access within a formal legal framework, both jurisdictions are reinforcing trust, market integrity, and long-term economic resilience. As geopolitical headwinds intensify, this partnership affirms that structured regulatory cooperation remains the most credible path to financial stability and global relevance. US SEC's settlement with Ripple sparks internal dissent. Commissioner Crenshaw warns of regulatory collapse in crypto enforcement. On 8 May 2025, United States Securities and Exchange Commission, or US SEC, published a strongly worded statement of dissent by Commissioner Caroline Crenshaw, criticized the US SEC's recent settlement with Ripple Labs, Inc., warning that the agreement not only undermines judicial authority, but also signals a strategic rollback of the agency's crypto enforcement program. The US SEC had previously secured a court ruling in 2024 that found Ripple's institutional XRP sales violated Section 5 of the United States Securities Act of 1933, resulting in a civil penalty of over $125 million USD and a permanent injunction. However, under the new terms, Ripple will recover $75 million USD held in escrow, and the injunction has been vacated despite the absence of new statutory guidance or compliance undertakings. Commissioner Crenshaw described the settlement as a tremendous disservice to the investing public, warning that the US SEC's decision to stand down enforcement despite a favorable court ruling creates a dangerous precedent. If Ripple decides tomorrow to sell unregistered XRP tokens to institutional investors in plain defiance of the court's order, this commission will do absolutely nothing about it, she remarked, stressing that the court's decision is now effectively neutered despite the agreement's language purporting to preserve it. Beyond its implications for Ripple, Crenshaw argued the settlement marks a programmatic dismantling of the US SEC's crypto enforcement agenda, with a series of recent dismissals in other registration-related cases compounding the erosion. She cited the US SEC's withdrawals in enforcement actions against Coinbase, DragonChain, and Ian Bellina, despite having established favorable case law. According to Crenshaw, the abandonment of these actions under the pretext of an anticipated new regulatory path championed by the US SEC's newly formed crypto task force amounts to an enforcement vacuum that leaves investors vulnerable. Crenshaw discusses that the legal regime under which Ripple's violations were judged remains unchanged, and any future framework, should it materialize, cannot retroactively absolve violations of existing securities laws. We are accepting a diluted settlement that erases the investor protections we already won, based on a non-existent framework that may or may not come to fruition years from now, she warned, describing the situation as a regulatory vacuum with no end in sight. The statement also raises serious procedural concerns about Commission's reversal of enforcement priorities, threatens the credibility of US SEC attorneys appearing in court today, who are now compelled to defend positions inconsistent with those taken mere months ago. This, she argued, violates the doctrine of regularity in government affairs. Referencing the established presumption that governmental conduct is consistent and justified unless proven otherwise, in terms of market impact, the dissent cast doubt on the interpretive clarity of the Ripple ruling itself, asking whether the settlement now signals tacit agreement with the partial invalidation of the US SEC's position on XRP's status as a security. What is the legal effect of the ruling in place? Crenshaw questioned, noting that investors are left without clear answers or assurances about disclosures to which they are legally entitled under current U.S. securities law. Crenshaw's dissent reflects a deep internal division within the U.S. SEC over the direction of crypto enforcement policy. While other U.S. SEC commissioners have showed a shift toward constructive regulatory engagement, Crenshaw warned that regulatory retreat in the face of pressure from digital asset companies threatens the U.S. SEC's core investor protection mandate. She concluded with an emphatic call for judicial scrutiny of the agency's conduct, urging courts to examine the U.S. SEC's attempt to gut its own enforcement program from the inside out. U.S. SEC's Mark Ojeda calls for regulatory clarity on real-world asset tokenization. We cannot regulate innovation in the dark. On 12th of May 2025, U.S. SEC Commissioner Mark T. Ojeda delivered a speech at the United States Crypto Task Force Roundtable in Washington, D.C., titled Tokenization of Real-World Assets. Addressing panelists and attendees, Ojeda discussed the transformative potential of blockchain technology in reshaping financial markets while advocating for a transparent and predictable regulatory framework. Commissioner Ojeda's speech held the significance of tokenization, the process of representing real-world assets like real estate and intellectual property as digital tokens on blockchain networks. He views tokenization as a technological evolution with the potential to enhance liquidity, streamline compliance, and reduce transactional costs in financial markets. Ojeda stresses the need for regulatory transparency, criticizing past ambiguities that left market participants uncertain about compliance. Through the United States Crypto Task Force, led by U.S. SEC Commissioner Hester Peirce, he advocates for a regulatory framework that engages market participants, addresses key market processes like issuance and settlement, and adapts to technological advancements without stifling innovation. The tokenization of real-world assets has emerged as a focal point in financial innovation, leveraging blockchain technology to digitize assets traditionally considered illiquid or cumbersome to trade. By recording ownership on transparent, decentralized ledgers, tokenization promises to simplify processes like issuance, trading, and settlement while enabling novel use cases such as tokenized real estate titles or intellectual property rights. The U.S. SEC, responsible for overseeing U.S. capital markets, has historically grappled with integrating emerging technologies into its regulatory framework, designed in the 1930s for paper-based securities. Recent efforts, including the establishment of the United States Crypto Task Force, reflect a shift toward proactive engagement with market participants to address these challenges and foster innovation. Uyeda aims to articulate the U.S. SEC's commitment to harnessing the benefits of tokenization while ensuring regulatory clarity for market participants. By drawing on historical parallels between past technological shifts and current blockchain advancements, he seeks to frame tokenization as an opportunity to modernize financial markets. His remarks emphasize the importance of public input in shaping a regulatory framework that balances investor protection with innovation. Uyeda also highlights the Crypto Task Force's role in facilitating dialogue, positioning the roundtable as a critical step toward constructing a crypto rulebook that provides transparency and predictability for issuers, investors, and other stakeholders. Uyeda identifies several issues surrounding the tokenization of real-world assets. The primary challenge is the lack of regulatory clarity, which has left market participants uncertain about how to comply with US SEC rules when bringing assets on-chain. This ambiguity is particularly pronounced in areas like issuance, trading, transfer, settlement, and record keeping, all of which are impacted by blockchain's decentralized and transparent nature. He notes that existing regulations, such as those under Regulation NMS, may not fully accommodate on-chain securities, raising complex compliance questions. Additionally, Uyeda acknowledges the broader tension between rapid technological innovation and outdated regulatory tools, echoing concerns raised by former Commissioner Joseph Grundfest in the 1980s about the mismatch between old regulations and new technologies. To address these issues, Uyeda proposes a regulatory approach centered on transparency and engagement with market participants. He advocates for the U.S. SEC to actively seek input through roundtables and other forums, ensuring that the experiences of investors and issuers inform policymaking. Rather than creating overly prescriptive rules that address every possible scenario, Uyeda suggests designing a framework focused on critical safeguards, similar to past transitions from paper certificates to electronic record keeping. He supports the Crypto Task Force's efforts to construct a tailored crypto rulebook that clarifies compliance obligations for tokenized assets. Uyeda also calls for evaluating whether blockchain's transparency and efficiency can benefit all market participants, potentially reducing compliance and transactional costs while enhancing liquidity for illiquid assets. Commissioner Uyeda contextualized tokenization within a historical arc of technological advancement, noting that previous disruptions, like the transition from paper certificates to digital records, were ultimately accommodated by regulation without sacrificing its core investor protection objectives. According to Uyeda, tokenization is the next natural evolution of capital markets infrastructure, implicating foundational processes including issuance, trading, transfer, settlement, and ownership recording. Beyond efficiency gains, he pointed to the ability of tokenization to broaden access, increase liquidity for otherwise illiquid assets, and lower costs for investors and issuers. He highlighted novel applications, such as tokenized real estate titles and intellectual property-backed tokens, which offer programmable ownership and verifiable digital provenance through blockchain technology. Tokenization, a field of dreams or regulatory misstep. US SEC's Caroline Crenshaw cautions against hasty blockchain integration in securities markets at Tokenization Roundtable. On 12th of May 2025, US SEC Commissioner Caroline Crenshaw delivered a speech at the United States Crypto Task Force Roundtable on Tokenization in Washington, D.C., titled Tokenization, Our Field of Dreams. Her remarks critically examined the enthusiasm surrounding blockchain-based tokenization of securities, drawing parallels with the film Field of Dreams to question whether building a tokenized financial system will deliver promised benefits. Commissioner Crenshaw's speech casts a cautious eye on the push to integrate tokenization into the securities markets, questioning its definition, technological feasibility, and regulatory implications. She highlights ambiguities around whether tokenization involves issuing securities directly on a blockchain or creating digital representations, and whether it encompasses the entire securities lifecycle. Crenshaw challenges the assumption that tokenization will enhance market efficiency, particularly through instant settlement, arguing that the current settlement cycle supports critical functionalities like netting and fraud prevention. She urges US SEC to remain technology neutral, avoid picking winners, and ensure that regulatory changes are proportionate to the limited adoption of crypto assets, safeguarding the traditional financial markets that serve most Americans. Tokenization, the process of representing securities as digital tokens on blockchain networks, has garnered significant attention for its potential to streamline financial markets. Proponents argue it could enable faster trade settlement, reduce counterparty risks, and increase liquidity. However, despite blockchain's long-standing presence, its adoption for registered securities remains limited, with only niche use cases emerging. The SEC, tasked with overseeing the U.S. capital markets, faces pressure to adapt its regulatory framework to accommodate tokenization while preserving investor protections. Previous SEC actions, such as shortening the settlement cycle to T+1, reflect efforts to modernize markets, but tokenization presents unique challenges due to its reliance on unproven technology and its divergence from established market infrastructure. Crenshaw's speech aims to temper the optimism surrounding tokenization by urging regulators and market participants to critically assess its practical and regulatory implications. By invoking the Field of Dreams analogy, she questions whether the US SEC should build a tokenized system on faith that market participants will embrace it. Her remarks seek to clarify the scope of tokenization, evaluate its technological readiness, and ensure that any regulatory adjustments align with the US SEC's mandate to protect investors and maintain market stability. Crenshaw also shows the need for evidence-based policymaking, cautioning against systemic changes that could disrupt the traditional financial markets relied upon by most U.S. households. Crenshaw, in her speech, identified and discussed several issues which complicate the adoption of tokenization. The lack of a clear definition, whether it involves direct issuance on a blockchain or digital representations, and whether it spans the entire securities lifecycle, creates regulatory uncertainty. She questions the technological feasibility of tokenization, noting that public permissionless blockchains face scalability limitations, making them unsuitable for high-volume securities like Fortune 500 stocks. Private blockchains, while potentially more scalable, may not differ significantly from existing database technologies, raising doubts about the need for regulatory adjustments. Crenshaw also challenges the purported benefits of instant settlement, T+0, arguing that the current T+1 cycle supports netting, which reduces trade volumes by 98%, enhances liquidity, and enables fraud prevention. She highlights potential disadvantages for retail investors who rely on delayed payment options and notes that compliance activities during the settlement cycle are critical for investor protection and national security. Rather than proposing specific solutions, Crenshaw advocates for a cautious and evidence-based approach to tokenization. She urges the US SEC to remain technology neutral, avoiding preferential treatment for blockchain over other distributed ledger technologies. Regulatory efforts, she argues, should be proportionate to the crypto market's limited reach, estimated at less than 5% of US households, and avoid disrupting the traditional financial markets. Crenshaw calls for rigorous scrutiny of tokenization's technological capabilities, particularly its ability to handle high-volume securities trading. She emphasizes the importance of preserving market functionalities like netting and compliance checks, suggesting that any move toward instant settlement must address these mechanisms' benefits. By engaging with stakeholders at the roundtable, Crenshaw seeks to gather insights to inform a balanced regulatory framework that supports innovation without compromising market stability. Commissioner Carolina Crenshaw, through her speech, established that tokenization, whether as native on-chain issuance or blockchain-based representations of existing securities, remains ill-defined, under-tested, and potentially disruptive to core market mechanisms like netting, liquidity management, investor access, and post-trade compliance. Drawing from analogies in Field of Dreams, she warned against speculative infrastructure redesign without first validating use case efficacy, scalability, and statutory alignment. Tokenization takes center stage. US SEC Commissioner Hester Pierce champions regulatory clarity for tokenized smart assets at US SEC Crypto Roundtable on Tokenization. On 12th of May 2025, the US Securities and Exchange Commission, or US SEC, hosted its fourth Crypto Task Force Roundtable in Washington, D.C., where Commissioner Hester M. Pierce delivered speech on the transformative potential of tokenization. Her address, titled Getting Smart, Tokenization and the Creation of Networks for Smart Assets, outlined the opportunities and regulatory challenges of integrating traditional financial assets into blockchain-based networks. Commissioner Pierce's discussed the revolutionary potential of tokenization, which involves formatting traditional securities, such as stocks and bonds, as crypto assets on blockchain networks. She links tokenization to the internet's impact on communication, showing how crypto networks enhance the efficiency, accessibility, and functionality of financial assets through smart contracts. These self-executing programs automate processes like dividend payments and enable seamless integration with decentralized finance or DeFi applications. Pierce stated that legal uncertainties, particularly around transfer agent rules, custody requirements, and the classification of tokenized securities, hinder tokenization's full potential. She advocates for treating tokenized securities similarly to traditional securities, absent compelling reasons to differentiate, and commits to working with stakeholders to resolve these issues sensibly. The rise of blockchain technology has spurred interest in tokenization, which allows traditional assets to be represented as digital tokens on distributed ledger networks. These networks, built on cryptographic protocols, enable faster settlement, increased liquidity, and novel use cases such as using tokenized securities as collateral in derivatives transactions. Stablecoins, which maintain a stable value and operate on crypto networks, have demonstrated the scalability of tokenization, prompting issuers to explore similar applications for securities like money market funds and private funds. However, the US SEC's regulatory framework, designed for traditional securities markets, has struggled to accommodate these innovations. Past US SEC actions, such as the Special Purpose Broker-Dealer Statement and proposed amendments to the Advisors Act custody rule, have created confusion for market participants seeking to issue, custody, or trade tokenized securities. Commissioner Pierce articulated US SEC's commitment to foster innovation in tokenization while addressing regulatory ambiguities that impede progress. By drawing parallels between crypto networks and the internet's transformative protocols, she seeks to reframe tokenization as an evolution of financial markets rather than a departure from existing frameworks. Her address serves as a call to action for the US SEC to provide legal clarity, ensuring that tokenized securities can operate within the bounds of securities laws without unnecessary regulatory burdens. Pierce also emphasizes collaboration with industry experts and the public to navigate complex legal challenges, signaling a shift from enforcement-driven regulation to proactive policymaking. Pierce identifies several legal and regulatory hurdles that tokenization faces within the US SEC's jurisdiction, such as uncertainty surrounding whether a crypto network can serve as the master security holder file under the United States Securities Exchange Act's transfer agent rules, even when state laws permit such use. This ambiguity complicates the maintenance of ownership records for tokenized securities. US SEC's special purpose broker-dealer statement has muddled the custody landscape by broadly defining crypto asset security, raising questions about whether broker-dealers can custody tokenized traditional securities without issuer or transfer agent oversight. Proposed amendments to the Advisors Act custody rule further complicate matters by potentially excluding securities on public, permissionless crypto networks from exceptions to the qualified custodian requirement. Other challenges include the integration of tokenized securities with DeFi applications, compliance with national market system requirements, and determining whether tokenized securities are certificated or uncertificated. To address these issues, with the principle of regulatory parity, whereby tokenized securities are treated similarly to their traditional counterparts, unless a fact-based or legal rationale justifies differentiation. She suggests that crypto networks should be recognized as valid components of an issuer's books maintained by transfer agents, aligning with state laws that contemplate such arrangements. Pierce also proposes revisiting the special purpose broker-dealer framework to clarify custody obligations and ensure broker-dealers can handle tokenized securities without undue restrictions. Regarding the Advisors Act, she supports allowing tokenized mutual fund shares and privately issued securities to qualify for custody rule exceptions, preserving their eligibility for standard exemptions, and tackle broader challenges by leveraging the expertise of roundtable panelists and public stakeholders to develop sensible solutions, potentially through new guidance or rulemaking. Pierce outlined how blockchain-based protocols and smart contracts serve not only as modern databases, but also as new computing platforms that mobilize traditional securities into programmable, composable digital instruments. From automating dividend payouts to enabling securities to function as collateral or settlement tokens in on-chain transactions, tokenized assets are poised to transform operational efficiency, transparency, and investor access. U.S. SEC Chairman Paul S. Atkins signals regulatory reset for tokenized securities at Crypto Task Force Roundtable. On 12th of May 2025, at the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, or U.S. SEC headquarters, Washington, D.C., Chairman Paul S. Atkins delivered keynote address at the Tokenization, where TradFi and DeFi meet Crypto Task Force Roundtable. The speech gives a direction for developing bespoke regulatory regimes for on-chain securities and to move away from ad hoc enforcement and toward rule-based clarity. Chairman Atkins delivered his keynote in the context of growing interest in tokenized securities and blockchain-based capital markets infrastructure. Drawing an analogy to the evolution of digital audio, Atkins portrayed tokenization as a technological leap similar to that which transformed the music industry, arguing that the transition to on-chain securities is inevitable and must be met with a fit-for-purpose legal regime. He reaffirmed the U.S. SEC's commitment to innovation, clarity, and competitiveness in support of President Trump's vision to make the United States the crypto capital of the planet. Chairman Atkins firmly stated that policymaking at the Commission will no longer rely on unpredictable enforcement actions. Instead, the U.S. SEC will deploy its rulemaking, interpretive, and exemptive authorities to create a coherent, modern framework for crypto assets. The newly formed Crypto Task Force, led by Commissioners Mark Ujeda and Hester Pierce, was praised as a model for breaking down internal silos and promoting cross-divisional regulatory collaboration, issuance, safe harbors, customized disclosures, and clear definitions. The first pillar of reform concerns crypto asset issuance, noting that only 4 crypto asset issuers have completed a registered offering or Regulation A issuance. Atkins criticized the mismatch between existing disclosure rules, for example, Form S1, and the needs of token issuers. He underscored the inefficacy of prior US SEC approaches, including the shoot first and ask questions later enforcement stance, and emphasized the need for safe harbors, tailored exemptions, and clear definitional boundaries to enable compliant token launches. He committed to commissioning staff work on updating registration forms and potentially introducing new guidance or rules under the United States Securities Act of 1933, acknowledging the broad discretion already available to the Commission. Custody, optionality, self-custody, and reform of the SPBD regime. On the second regulatory pillar, custody, Chairman Atkins supported granting greater optionality for qualified custodians, including recognition of self-custodial solutions for registered investment advisors and funds. He reiterated that the recent rescission of Staff Accounting Bulletin No. 121, or SAB 121, was necessary to roll back unauthorized policy action. Atkins also proposed revisiting the Special Purpose Broker-Dealer, or SPBD, regime, which he described as ineffective given the burdens it imposes. He argued that modern custody rules must accommodate custodians of both crypto securities and non-securities and should allow for technologically superior models to be used without regulatory penalty, trading, super apps, ATS reforms, and exchange access. In the third and final pillar, trading, Atkins signaled support for innovation in trading models, including super apps that combine securities, non-securities, and financial services within a single interface. He encouraged staff to modernize the alternative trading system, or ATS framework, to allow integrated crypto asset trading and propose conditional exemptive relief as a potential bridge solution for platforms hindered by legacy regulations. He made it clear that nothing in current law prohibits ATSs from facilitating trades in non-securities, and committed to exploring how national securities exchanges could be enabled to list and trade crypto assets more freely. Call for congressional and executive collaboration. Chairman Atkins closed his remarks by affirming the Commission's alignment with the crypto-forward posture of President Trump's administration, reiterating that the United States must offer the most attractive and secure jurisdiction for crypto innovation globally. He expressed his readiness to work with Congress and federal partners to define that path. U.S. CFTC's Energy and Environmental Markets Advisory Committee to review reports on energy transition and infrastructure on 28th May 2025. On 13th May 2025, the United States Commodity Futures Trading Commission, or U.S. CFTC, published a public event to convene a virtual public meeting of the Energy and Environmental Markets Advisory Committee, or EEMAC, from 12 SAS PM to 1 BIS PM EDT on 28 May 2025. According to the publication, the EEMAC will first review and vote on the report prepared and approved by the Role of Metals Markets in Transitional Energy Subcommittee, which explores how metals markets are evolving in the context of energy transition. Following this, the committee will receive a presentation on the Physical Energy Infrastructure Subcommittee's findings. Both reports are expected to shape regulatory discourse on commodity markets' interaction with energy pricing, infrastructure constraints, and sustainability initiatives. The meeting is open to the public through live stream on cftc.gov and the US CFTC's official YouTube channel. Attendees can also join by dialing into dedicated domestic or international listen-only lines. The webinar ID is 160-295-446 and passcode is 762417, as presented on the official website. Members of the public may submit written statements by 4th of June 2025. Submissions should be labeled Energy and Environmental Markets Advisory Committee and made through the US CFTC's online comments portal or by contacting Lauren Fulks, EEMAC Secretary, at lfulks@cftc.gov for alternate submission methods. In her remarks, Commissioner Mersinger emphasized the broader consumer relevance of these efforts, stating, "I am truly grateful to the members of both subcommittees for their hard work and diligence in writing these reports. The issues and topics addressed by both subcommittees are multifaceted and complex, having a direct impact on the everyday prices of the energy that we use and food we consume. The issues tackled in these reports affect every American household, highlighting the importance of the subcommittee's work over the last year. The issues tackled in these reports affect every American household, highlighting the importance of the subcommittee's work over the last year. The EMAC is one of five active advisory committees operating under the US CFTC and provide US CFTC with industry, academic, and regulatory insights on evolving market issues. While their views are independent, their work substantially informs rulemaking and policy priorities affecting energy derivatives and commodity infrastructure. United States CFTC Commissioner Summer K. Mersinger announces departure after distinguished tenure. On 14 May 2025, United States Commodity Futures Trading Commission, or U.S. CFTC Commissioner Summer K. Mersinger, issued a statement announcing her decision to step down from her role at the end of the month after her five-year tenure. U.S. CFTC Commissioner Mersinger, known for her leadership of the Energy and Environmental Markets Advisory Committee, or EEMAC, expressed deep gratitude to her team and colleagues, showing the dedication of agency staff and the critical importance of principled public-focused regulation. She credited her journey in public service to her upbringing in Oneida, South Dakota, where, raised by working-class parents without college degrees, she learned the value of resilience, gratitude, and perseverance. Reflecting on her formative experiences and ascent through public service, beginning with a role answering phones for Senator John Thune, she thanked mentors, staff, and institutional partners for their support and camaraderie. She made particular mention of her chief of staff, Chris Lucas, praising his leadership, insight, and unwavering commitment to the office. In recent years, Commissioner Mersinger played a key role in shaping discourse on market resilience, derivatives oversight, and decarbonization policy frameworks through subcommittee reports and interagency engagement under the EEMAC banner. In her own words, quoting A.A. Milne, "How lucky am I to have something that makes saying goodbye so hard?" U.S. SEC extends review period for CBO Exchange proposal to list options on VanEck Bitcoin Trust. On 14 May 2025, the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, or U.S. SEC, published a notice designating an extension of time to evaluate proposals submitted by CBO Exchange, Inc., to amend its rules and allow for the listing and trading of options on the VanEck Bitcoin Trust. The proposed rule change, file number SRCBOE 2025-07, is now under a longer review period, with a new deadline set for 2 July 2025. The rule change, initially filed on 14 March 2025, seeks to amend CBO Rules 4.3, 420, and 830. It has since undergone several revisions, with Amendment No. 4, filed on 1 May 2025, now forming the operative text of the proposal. The amendment replaces all prior submissions and reflects substantive updates to the exchange's regulatory framework necessary to support derivatives on crypto-linked products. Under Section 19(b)(2) of the United States Securities Exchange Act of 1934, the Commission typically has 45 days from the date of notice publication to approve, disapprove, or institute further proceedings on a proposed rule change. The original 45-day period would have expired on 18 May 2025. However, citing the complexity and importance of the matter, U.S. SEC exercised its authority to extend the deadline, allowing more time to assess whether such a rule change aligns with the public interest and the United States Exchange Act's standards. If approved, this rule change would represent a major development in the regulated derivatives market, opening the door for exchange-listed options on a spot Bitcoin exchange-traded product, or ETP, subject to the U.S. SEC final decision. The full text of Amendment No. 4 can be accessed via the U.S. SEC website here.